由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
We are glad you tuned in to this program.
我哋好高兴你能够咧系去收听呢一个嘅节目《天路导向》。
We have been looking at the subject of the blessings of surrender.
我哋一路咧喺度讲紧一个嘅系列信息，呢、这个系列信息咧系叫做献身之福，又或者咧你可以叫佢做降服之福嘅。
And today we're going to look at the distinction between activities and accomplishments.
今日呢我哋好想去睇一睇呢，就係、是、有两样嘢，就係、是、活动同埋成就呢两者之间嘅区别。
I want to begin by telling you about a true experiment.
喺开始嘅时候呢，我想先同你呢係去讲一讲一次好真实嘅体验。
A great French naturalist one day conducted a most unusual experiment with a special kind of caterpillar.
有一日呢，一位好著名嘅法国嘅生物学家呢，佢就攞咗一啲特种嘅毛虫，即係好特别嘅品种啦，就去做一个好唔寻常嘅实验。
These caterpillars blindly follow the one in front of them.
呢一啲特殊品种嘅毛虫呢，佢哋呢係会盲目嘅跟住前面嗰隻毛虫去行嘅。
The scientist carefully arranged these caterpillars in a circle around a rim of a flower pot.
咁呢一位嘅生物学家呢，佢就好小心嘅将呢啲嘅毛虫呢一隻跟住一隻围住嗰个花盆呢嘅边呢係去排好嘅。
He placed them so that the first caterpillar would touch the last one, making a complete circle.
佢就将呢一啲嘅毛虫咧系排好，第一只毛虫咧系啱啱好咧系紧接住最后一只毛虫，咁呢一扎嘅毛虫咧就团团转围住呢一个嘅花盆咧系围成一个圆圈啦。
In the center of the flower pot, he placed pine needles.
咁同時間呢，佢亦都喺嗰個花盆嘅中央呢係放置咗一啲嘅蟲針嘅。
Pine needles were the favorite food that these caterpillars ate.
嗰啲蟲針呢就即係好似蟲樹嘅嗰啲針狀嘅葉啦。咁呢啲呢係毛蟲最鍾意食嘅食物嚟嘅。
Well, the caterpillars started around the circle flower pot.
咁然之後呢，嗰啲嘅毛虫呢就开始围住个花盆边呢就喺度团团转啦。
Round and round they went.
佢哋转啊转，转啊转，一路不停咁样围住花盆边咁转。
Hour after hour.
一分一秒过去，佢哋仍然系咁样团团转。
Day after day.
一日复一日，佢哋仍然系继续团团转。
Night after night.
一夜复一夜。佢哋同樣嘅係不停咁樣繼續轉。
Around and around they went.
佢哋呢依然係不停咁樣團團轉嘅。
For seven full days and seven full nights.
足足呢係過咗七日七夜。
These caterpillars crawled around the flower pot.
咁呢一班嘅毛蟲呢，佢哋就一路喺度圍住個花盆邊呢喺度爬行。
Finally, they dropped dead of starvation and exhaustion.
佢哋一路咁样爬，爬啊爬，爬到咧又饿又攰，最后咧就力尽而死啦。
They literally starved to death with an abundance of food less than 6 inches away.
其实咧有大量嘅食物就系嗰啲嘅虫针咧，系喺距离唔到6寸嘅地方，佢哋就可以爬到去攞噶啦。但係呢，結果呢一班嘅毛蟲呢全部都餓死曬。
Why?
點解會係咁樣嘅呢？
Because they confused activity with accomplishment.
因為佢哋係將活動同埋成就呢係混淆咗啦。
There are scores of religious people and churches today who are like these caterpillars.
喺今時今日喺教會裏面，好多人呢都好似呢一啲嘅毛虫一样嘅。
they make that same mistake of confusing activities and busyness with accomplishment and effectiveness.
他们呢犯了同样的错误，就是将活动、事务和成就效率呢是混淆了。
In today's message, in our series of messages, The Blessings of Surrender,
在我们今天所讲的这个的系列信息献身之福或者叫做降服之福里面呢，
We are going to look at an example of an ineffective busy bee.
我们呢要去看一个人呢，他的工作呢是很忙碌，忙碌到好像一只蜜蜂一样，但是结果呢却是徒劳无功的。
We will look at an example of someone who lost his or her effectiveness.
我们要去看看一个人办事为什么会没有果效的呢？
We will look at an example of someone who has lost his or her ability for accomplishment.
我们要去看看一个人怎样会失去将事情办妥的那种的能力的呢？
Please turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 6 verses 1 to 7.
请同我一起翻开旧约圣经的列王纪下，旧约圣经的列王纪下六章一至到七节啊，是旧约圣经列王纪下六章一至到七节，请大家听我读出。先知门徒对以利沙说：看啊，我们同你所住的地方过于窄小。求你容我们往约旦河去，各人从那里取一根木料建造房屋居住。他说：你们去吧。有一人说：求你与仆人同去。回答说：我可以去。于是以利沙与他们同去，到了约旦河就砍伐树木。有一人砍树的时候，斧头掉在水里，他就呼叫说：哀哉，我主啊，这斧子是借的。神人问说：掉在哪里了？他将那地方指给以利沙看。以利沙砍了一根木头抛在水里，斧头就飘上来了。以利沙说：拿起来吧。那人就伸手拿起来了。
Elisha is now back in the College of Prophets.
在这个的时候呢，以利沙呢已经是回到去先知学校那里了。
The college was growing and they were enlarging their number and they were expanding their facilities.
这一间的先知学校呢正是在发展当中，人数不断增加，而设备呢也都是越来越不够用了。
So they needed a new building program.
所以呢就好像今时今日的神学院一样，他们呢需要去兴建一座新的校舍，要有一个这样的计划了。
In verse 1, they said, this place where we meet is too small for us.
在第一节，刚才所读的第六章的第一节那里呢，他们说这个地方过于窄小了。
Elisha goes along with them and they begin their building project.
以利沙他表示同意，咁呢一班嘅人呢，佢哋就开始动工去建造新嘅校舍啦。
In verse 5, trouble strikes.
但係去到第五节嘅时候呢，就突然呢係遇到麻烦喎。
When one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water.
有一个人呢，佢去砍树嘅时候呢，佢嗰把嘅斧头呢就跌咗落水里面。
Oh, my master, he cried, it was borrowed.
他就呼叫说，哎呀，弊啦，我主啊，即是跟以利沙讲，这个的斧头呢是借来的。
The axe head represents the cutting edge of life.
斧头呢是代表生命锋利的刀锋。
The axe head represents a life that is being equipped and anointed with the Holy Spirit.
斧头呢亦都是代表有圣灵装备和浇灌的生命。
This loss and recovery of the axe head is a picture of God's grace.
斧头的遗失和斧头的沉回呢正正就好似一幅图画显示神嘅恩典嘅。
It is a picture of God willing to restore the loss of our effectiveness and usefulness in the kingdom of God.
呢一幅嘅图画呢係显示出神佢愿意重建我哋喺神嘅国度里面所失去嘅功效。
Have you lost your keen and sharp cutting edge?
你有冇啊？曾经系失去咗好似刀锋一样嘅敏锐性呢
？Do you feel that you are spinning your wheels？
你嘅生命之轮究竟啊系咪仍然喺度转动紧嘅咧
？Do you feel that you have moved away from your effectiveness for God？
你系咪觉得你侍奉神已经咧系慢慢咧失去咗功效咧
？Do you feel that you have lost your usefulness for God？To mere drifting in the Christian waters.
你是不是觉得自己失去了效用只是在耶稣基督那个基督徒的圈子里面是浑浑噩噩地去过日子呢
Does your spirit feel like it has lost its zest?
你心里面那种的热诚你那份的热心是不是已经冷却了下来呢
More importantly,Do you know the way back to recovery?
更加重要的是你知不知道怎样可以去复原呢
Do you know your way back to power with God?
你知不知道重新得力啊重新得到神的能力那个的方法究竟是在哪里呢
Do you know your way back to effectiveness?
你知不知道怎样才能够恢复回你的功效呢
If your answer is no,
如果你是不知道的话
,stay tuned to this message, it will show you the way back.
请你不要走开了我呢会在这个系列信息里面呢告诉你听你怎样是可以呢去得到复原的。
The man who lost the axe head cried out and said, Oh, my master, it was borrowed.
那个跌了斧头的人呢他大声喊叫说哀哉我主啊这斧子是借的。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你好留心咁样去听我跟住要讲嘅。
This lesson is one of the most difficult lessons to learn.
呢一个嘅课程咧，可以话系人生当中最难学习嘅功课之一嚟嘅。
When we get busy doing things,
当我哋咧正系喺度好忙碌咁样工作嘅时候。
We pride ourselves in the doing and in our accomplishments.
我哋为住所做嘅事同埋自己嘅成就咧，系觉得好自豪。
We forget that everything we have and everything we are, we owe to our heavenly Father.
我哋忘记咗，我哋之所以有今日啦，同埋我哋所拥有嘅一切啊，都系从天父嗰度嚟嘅。
Listen to what James 1:17 said.
请你听下。雅各书嘅一章十七节里面啊，雅各书新约圣经嘅雅各书一章十七节嗰度啊
，That every good gift and every perfect gift is from above。
嗰度话各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的
，And comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning。
嗰度话咧。从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
Oh, my master, he cried, it was borrowed.
他说，哀哉，我主啊， 即係話我師傅啊，我嘅斧頭係借嚟嘅。
Whether you have very little money or great riches,
無論你係貧窮定抑或係富有，
your money is all borrowed.
其實你嘅錢啊，全部都係借嚟嘅。
Whether you have excellent health or body that is racked with pain,
無論你係健康定抑或係喺病痛當中，
your body is borrowed.
你嘅身體、你嘅軀體呢，亦都係借嚟嘅。
Whether you live in a hut or in a mansion,
無論你住嘅係茅屋定抑或係豪宅，
your house is borrowed.
你嘅屋啊，都係借嚟嘅。
Whether you have all the academic degrees in the world or never finish school,
无论你系获得咗世界一切嘅学位，定抑或咧仲未完成你嘅学业
，Your education is borrowed.
你所受嘅教育啊，都系借嚟嘅。
Whether you are a director in a company or you work on the factory floor,
无论你系公司企业嘅总裁，定抑或系工厂里边嘅工人。
Your work is borrowed.
你嘅工作都系借嚟嘅。
Our very life is borrowed.
我哋嘅生命本来啊就系借嚟嘅。
Our very breath is borrowed.
我哋嘅气息亦都系借嚟嘅。
Our very time is borrowed.
我哋嘅一切嘅时间啊都系借嚟嘅。
Oh, my master, he cried out, it is borrowed.
嗰个人话：哀哉，我主啊，那是借来的。
The source of our trouble begins when we think that we are the owners。
当我哋自以为拥有一切嘅时候咧，咁去到嗰个时候，麻烦就开始啦。
One of the major reasons why Christians don't tithe is because they think they are the owners.
基督徒佢哋冇做十一奉献，就系因为佢哋以为自己就系主人。
They think that what they have is their own money.
佢哋以为财富系自己所拥有嘅。
Actually, they only returning the money to God.
而事实上，佢哋只不过咧系将嗰啲嘅金钱还翻俾神啫。
In reality, you are better off on the 90% blessed by God than the full 100% without God's blessing.
而事实上啊，如果有神嘅赐福，咁就算啊，只系得到九成或者更加少，咁都总比咧找紧住所有嘅嘢，却系失去咗神嘅赐福咧，要好得多嘅。
Oh, my master, it is borrowed.
嗰个人话：哀哉，我主啊，那是借来的。
Debt often is an acute problem in society.
欠债咧就好似癌症一样，系会破坏婚姻、摧毁友谊，并且令我哋咧系同神隔绝嘅。
Many people live in a debtor's prison that they have created for themselves.
好多好多嘅人咧系将自己啊系困喺债务嘅监狱里边。
Debt is a cancer that destroys marriages and murders friendships and separates us from God.
欠债就好似癌症一样，系会破坏婚姻、摧毁友谊，甚至咧系令到我哋同神咧系有隔绝嘅。
Debt often occurs when we refuse to live within our means.
欠债啊，往往系因为人唔肯去量入为出。
Listen to Proverbs 22:7.
请你听箴言嘅第22章第7节。
The borrower is a slave to the lender.
那里说欠债的是债主的仆人。
Jesus warns us in Luke 12:15 when he said,
主耶稣在路加福音十二章十五节，新约圣经的路加福音十二章十五节那里警告说，
Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consists not in the abundance of things we possess.
耶稣他说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Today's credit cards encourage people to spend themselves into slavery.
今时今日呢，信用卡喺度鼓励人呢係拼命去花钱，但係结果呢就成为咗金钱嘅奴隶啦。
Oh, master, it was borrowed.
嗰个人呢再一次话，哀哉，我主啊，那是借来的。
Much of society revolves around possessions or things.
喺今时今日社会里面呢，多数嘅人都为咗追求物质嘅享受、物质嘅生活而去打拼。
We buy things for different rooms in the house.
我哋为咗屋企里面各个嘅房间呢，购置咗好多嘅嘢。
And the Apostle Paul said, I consider all things as loss.
司徒保罗话，我将万事当作有损的。
Don't ever forget that your very breath is borrowed from God.
你唔好忘记，你每一口气呢都系从神嗰度借嚟嘅。
And after you are buried, the only thing that you will have in that box with you is you.
而当你死咗之后，整个棺材里面呢就只有你自己一个人喺嗰度啦。
None of the things that you have accumulated will be following you into that box.
你所积存嘅所有嘅嘢，一件都唔可以带走。
We need to remember what Jesus told us.
我哋要记住主耶稣基督嘅教训。
That you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
佢所讲嘅就系，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给我们。
Alas, my master, it was borrowed, said the man to Elisha.
嗰个人对以利沙讲，哀哉，我主啊，那是借来的。
The desperate cry of this man indicates that he was under obligation.
呢个人啊，佢绝望嘅呼喊呢，就代表住佢需要背负嘅责任啦。
Indeed, he was not only responsible for the task.
其实啊，佢唔单止系对工作咧系负责嘅。
But he was accountable for the supplied tools.
佢亦都咧为所用嘅工具咧系去负责嘅。
There's a second lesson here that we must learn.
喺呢度咧，仲有第二个嘅功课咧，系我哋需要学习嘅。
The Spirit of God teaches us that it is possible to lose our cutting edge.
圣灵教导我哋，我哋有可能咧系会失去生命嘅敏锐性嘅。
It is possible to lose our usefulness.
我哋咧系会失去我哋嘅功效嘅。
It is possible to lose our power for service.
我哋系会失去侍奉嘅能力嘅。
And it can happen when you are still going through the motion of doing the work.
而即使啊，你系去保持住你嘅工作啊，你都仍然咧系有可能咧会失去呢一啲嘢嘅。
And that is why I want you to tune in the next time, and I will tell you more about losing your usefulness.
所以我哋希望你下一集咧会继续收听我哋，我哋咧会去讲更多有关于失去功效呢一方面嘅信息嘅。
My listening friends, in the next broadcast, I will tell you how to regain the power through surrender.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，喺下一集节目里边，我会去讲点样藉住向神降服而重新得力。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。喺呢个时候，我哋一齐听一首诗歌，歌名叫做《心曲》。
前，我衷心倾诉，靠你是恩洁净，我罪使我得接近你恩过。心中思念，俗世多险恶，我不堪抵抗，靠你恩光普照，引导使我得远离罪恶。神啊，
一息尚存，亦都能够将身心相连，一生一世跟随你。
神啊，我衷心交托，全心将救主仰望，寻着你。也将身心相献，靠你是恩洁净，接纳我愿一世随着你。神啊，
好，欢迎大家呢是继续收听我们天路导向这个节目。咁今集的时间呢来到这里，我们下集再会。